We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student in the introduction to the Sulam commentary, item 27, Tikkun Kavim in Zat and Yisut. You can ask selected questions on Kab TV and will be aired throughout the lesson. So, introduction to the Sulam commentary, page 692, item 27. Hence, the first tikkun, the lower seventh sfirot, need is to remove the dinim in the malchut that has been mingled in the sefirot. That is, to simply extend illumination from Chochmah Bina De'ak, which lowers the malchut from Bina and returns it to its place. At that time, the three kelim, Bina and Tum, return to the sefirah and become the left line, and Keter and Chochmah that remain become the right line. And since the degree is completed with five Kelim Kachab Tum, all five lights, Na'an Chai, return to it, and the light of Chochmah returns to the degree. Then the middle line can unite the two lines in one another and complete the degree with all its corrections. Item 28. The second tikkun is to strengthen the parsa, which is the ending force of malchut that rose to Bina, so it will never be cancelled. And even when Malchut descends from Bina, her ending force remain in Bina's place. Then Bina and Tum, which unites with the degree, should rise above the Parsa and unite there with the degree. Yet, when they are below the Parsa, they cannot connect to the degree, even though Malchut has already descended from her, since her ending force remains after her descent from there as well. Item 29. And when Bina and Tum rise above the Parsa and connect to the degree, they do not actually become one degree with the two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah. This is because there remain a difference between the two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, which were never blemished because they never left their degree, and the three Kelim, Bina and Tum, departed their degree, were blemished during the Katnut, and have now returned. And that difference turns them into two lines, right and left, where Keter and Chochmah of the degree become the right line, and Bina and Tum of the degree become the left line. Item 30. I would draw it in the following manner. This is Galgal Teninayim and Achap. Achap restricted. This is the restricted Achap. And then, once restricted, we only have Galgal Teinayim remain. And then, we can, with this restricted Achap, we can raise so that Galgal Teinayim is the right line, and Achap, the restricted Achap, is the left line. Above the Parsa. Surely these are big corrections. We need to talk a lot about what is happening in the Kelim, what does it mean to ascend and descend in spiritual, how does it join right and left, and but diagram-wise, this is how it is. The ten sefirot, only Galgal Teinayim remains, and then again ten sefirot, however in a different manner. Above the parts, huh? but they're already divided into right and left. Reading on. Item 30. This difference and these right and left do not refer to a location, because the spiritual is above place and above time. Instead, a difference means that they do not want to bond with one another. Also, right refers to all chasadim and left refers to all chokhmah. The thing is that keter and chokhmah of the degree which remain in it during the katnut with all chasadim settle for this all chasadim during the gadlut as well, after malchut has descended from Bina. This is because this light was not flawed. They do not want to receive the O Chochmah and Gah that have now returned to the degree with the return of Bina and Tum to the degree. For this reason, Ket and Chochmah are considered the right line, meaning O Chasadim. Also, these Bina and Tum, which upon their return to the degree introduced O Chochmah and Gah to the degree, do not want to bond with Keter Chochmah, since they keep to the O Chasadim that they had during the time of Katnut. Bina and Tum have higher regards for the O Chochmah that has now come to the degree. Hence, they are considered the left line, since they keep the O Chochmah. Item 31. And this difference between the right line and the left line is also considered the division of the right from the left. The right line keeps to the Chasadim and wishes to cancel the O Chochmah in the left line and ordain the O Chasadim alone. Conversely, the left line, which keeps the O Chochmah, wishes to cancel the O Chasadim in the right line and ordain only the O Chochmah. Because of this dispute, neither of them shines, since the O Chasadim in the right line is deficient of O Chochmah, like a goof without a rosh. And the O Chochmah in the left line is complete darkness, because O Chochmah cannot shine without Chasadim. Item 32. And there is no correction to this dispute except through the middle line, created by the lower one that ascend there for man, in the form of the middle line, a zivug from the upper light is made on the masach of the lower one, called masach techirik, and the level of chasadim emerges on it, and this is the middle line. On the one hand, this masach diminishes the gau of the left line, and on the other hand, it increases the O Chasadim. By these two, it compels the left line to shine, to unite with the right line. Thus, the light of Vak, the Chochmah of the left line, clothed the Chasadim in the right line, and now it can shine. Also, this completes the left line, and the O Chasadim in the right line unite with the O Chochmah in the left line, thus obtains the light of Gah, which completes the right line. Thus you see how the middle line completes the two lines, right and left. This explains the general, in general terms, the tikkun of the three lines that was established in the seven lower sefirot. Again, item 32. And there is no correction to this dispute except through the middle line, created by the lower one that ascends there for man, in the form of middle line. A zivug from the upper light is made on the masach of the lower one, called masach dechirik, and the level of chasadim emerges on it, and this is the middle line. On the one hand, this masach diminishes the gao of the left line. And on the other hand, it increases the or chasadim. By these two, it compels the left line to unite with the right line. Thus, the light of Vak de Chochma of the left line clothes the chasadim in the right line. And now it can shine. Also, this completes the left line, and the Or Chasadim in the right line unites with the Chochmah in the left line, thus obtaining the light of Ga, which completes the right line. Thus you see how the middle line completes the two lines, right and left. This explains in general terms the tikkun of the three lines that was established in the seven lower sefirot. Meaning, we need to understand that from above has been pre-prepared the matter of the three lines, and the middle line is our work, whereby we, the lower ones, who raising the Masach Dechirik, or the demand for Masach Dechirik, thus coming to correction. Whereby the correction is, as he says, that completing left and right and right and left, some compromise, where these lines, understanding what to do, what compromise, and in general, what are we talking about in here? We are speaking of man's free choice. We are speaking of the involvement in a so-called mechanical system of left and right that are pre-prepared for us on the side of the system. In our participation, when we giving birth in here to a new discernment to resemble the Creator, which did not exist before, and faith above reason. In my desire, and whatever will be, I don't care about the left or right, neither chasadim nor chokhmah or anything, rather the mean is important to me. The unification with the Creator. Hence the compromise, which is not accepted in any line, because it's no line willing to giving up to the other. It does not seem to me as a compromise, rather as a mean for the attainment of the unification. Hence, it is possible. This is, say, as I come between two people who are fighting and are incapable of understanding one another and giving up. Simply each one hanging to their side. However, I have the interest of not making peace between them or connect with everyone. Rather, I have a more sublime goal than both of them, to come to something higher. However, by using those two forces of those two guys, hence I take my idea, meaning resembling the Creator, adhering to the Creator, and establish that as exalted, as the goal. And then those two lines can complete one another, meaning they feel wholeness in respect to that goal. None of them remain in wholeness. They do not attain each one what they wanted. So by what there is wholeness, by what they completing one another, by what each one comes down, by being connected to the attainment of the goal. Meaning, then the middle line shines for them from the attainment of the wholeness, the attainment of the adhesion with the Creator. Therefore, there is completion in the same kelim of right and left, which are not satisfied by their own nature. Obviously, one is completely chasadim and the other is entirely chokhmah. However, they receive the wholeness, the hashlama, completeness and the fulfillment from the middle line, which is small in respect to those two lines, each one of them, the right or the left, but he attains wholeness. And that wholeness is not that there's some kind of tranquility and okay, we letting go, we coming down. Now, this is higher wholeness than what each and every one would have had of his own accord. Because they attain adhesion. This is the middle line.
Ilmaz from Turkey is asking, what is the advice to run away quickly from left to the right? I don't know which left he refers to. But usually, for beginners, meaning for the first few years, they're in the left line. Upset, anger, unsatisfied. So what to do about it? Only two things. Perhaps it might seem not so serious, sport and dissemination, two things, yeah, sport and dissemination, sport in externality and in internality, to engage in dissemination as much as possible, of course, along with the study, incorporation in the group, but there should be the emphasis on. Through these two things, a person moves through these first steps very quickly. Yaakov from Germany is asking whether the middle line, its intensity is determined by the intensity of the man that the low one rises. Yeah, the middle line completely depends on the low one. Item 33, the emergence of the three lines in Yeshut. Now we shall explain the order of emergence of the three lines in one particular degree. And from it, you will be able to deduce about all the degrees. So he's giving us an example in Yeshut, and you can learn about the rest of the degrees, but the principles remain the same. Take the degree of Yesud, for example. That is the seven bottom sefirot of Bina. Gar de Bina de Arichanpin were established in the upper Abba Ve'ima, and Zad de Bina de Arichanpin were established in Yesud. The first to emerge was the right line of Yesud, Keter and Chochma de Yesud. It was established during the ascent of Malchut de Yishut to Bina de Yishut, which ended the degree of Yishut under the Chochmah. And Bina and Tum de Yishut fell below to the degree of Zeranpin. Then these two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, which remained in the degree of Yishut, became the middle line. And since there are only two Kelim, there are Keter and Chochmah, they have only two lights, Nefesh and Ruach, lacking Gar. Again, item 33. Now we shall explain the order of emergence of the three lines in one particular degree, and from it you will be able to deduce about all the degrees. Take the degree of your suit, for example. That is the seven bottom sefirot of Bina. Gar de Bina de Arich Anpin were established in the upper Abba Ve'ima, and Zad de Bina de Arich Anpin were established in Yesut. The first to emerge was the right line of Yesut, Keter and Chochma de Yesut. It was established during the ascent of Malchut de Yesut to Bina de Yesut, which ended the degree of Yesut under the Chochma. And Bina and Tum de Yishut fell below to the degree of Zeranpin. Then these two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, remained in the degree of Yishut and became the right line. And since there are only two Kelim there, Keter and Chochmah, they have only two lights, Nefesh, Ruach, Lakin, Gar. Adam 34. Then the left line emerged. Then the left line emerged. The three kelim of Bina and Tum of Yesud. After they returned and rose from their fall, it was established by the illumination of Chochmah and Bina Deak, which brought the ending Malchut from Bina de Yesud and returned it to her place. At that time, Bina and Tum de Yesud rise back to their degree. And since the five kelim in the Patsuf are now completed, the full Neranchai clothes in them. At that time, they become the left line, the Yesud. Also, with the emergence of the left line, there is a division between the right and the left. The right wishes to cancel the left and rule by itself. And the left too wishes to cancel the right and rule by itself. For this reason, neither can shine as long as the middle line, which unites them, has not been erected. Again, item 34. Then the left line emerged, the three kelim of Bina and Tum of Yesud. After they returned and rose from their fall, it was established by the illumination of Chochmah and Bina Deak, which brought the ending Malchut from Bina de Yesud and returned it to her place. At that time, Bina and Tum de Yesud rise back to their degree. And since the five kelim in the Partsuf are now completed, the full Neranchai clothes in them. At that time, they become the left line, the Yesud. Also, with the emergence of the left line, there is a division between the right and the left. The right wishes to cancel the left and rule by itself. And the left too wishes to cancel the right and rule by itself. For this reason, neither can shine as long as the middle line, which unites them, has not been erected. So we have Partsuf Arichanpin, which determines everything. Its Bina came outside of the Rosh, as we know, as Garon, as Ger. And then it divides into Gar and Zat, that Bina. Gar of Bina doesn't belong to the restriction. This is where we have the upper Abba Ve'ima from. And Zat of Bina, this is Yeshut. This is Bina itself. So this Bina, Yeshut, it has the second restriction, and it is divided into Gar and Zat by herself. So actually, this is what needs to take care of the lower ones, Yeshut. So it divides by itself into Gar and Zat as whole 10 Sefirot, because he has his own role to take care of the lower ones. So he has 10 complete Sefirot of his own. And then he divides into Gar and Zat, or Galgalta and Naim and Achap. His Achap is restricted, receives a correction, and joins as the left line. And his Galgalta and the Naim are the right line, and they are in dispute as usual. Because of the second restriction, vessels of bestowal remain in the degree, vessels of reception are restricted. They can be corrected to a certain degree. They can be used to a certain degree only in the form that they join Galgalta and the Naim. But how do they join Galgalta and the Naim? If they are restricted, then they are in that degree. We have to understand, it's not that we cut them off, they ascend, descend physically. Rather, we're talking about their role. They are in a role, they fall down from this role, they rise to the role. So this is what we're talking about. So after the corrections, they themselves, they are vessels of reception, and we can't use them. That means that they descend, that they fall down. After they receive their correction and they become as chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, in the degree of chasadim, in the degree of Golgotha in the nine, then they are there. But still there is a dispute in them, because they can't use their own vessels of reception, and therefore they are darkened. These two lines, if I take each of them, that's fine. But both of them are opposite to one another, and they can't find for themselves between them a mutual ground, a mutual work. Therefore, we need here something which did not exist before. So, as we were saying, what did not exist before was a deficiency, a special deficiency, which is neither in the right nor in the left. Rather, a deficiency which comes from a higher degree, from the Creator, to be like the Creator. So there has to be some kind of a higher demand from these disputes in the area of the Kelim, Chasadim, Rov Chochma. What difference does it make? What matters is the goal. If it is attained by Chasadim or Chochma, fine, but what matters is the goal, because the Creator is the Keter. It is higher than anything else. So also here we can see that through the second restriction and the corrections, there is a preparation to the entrance of the low ones, so that they will demand from Yesod, bring us such a connection between the lights and the vessels through which we will achieve adhesion. And nothing else matters. Doesn't matter what we will see inside the kelim, what we will feel inside the kelim, how and in which degree we will be. Everything should be determined by the measurement of adhesion that we attain. So this is actually the man of the low ones, Masach Dechirik. Now, if it rises to that of Bina, Bina begins to understand how to connect herself through her right and left, and what should be given to the low one. So the low one is now activating the upper one. Item 35. Afterwards emerged the middle line. It emerged by the Masach of the Lord, lowest degree in Yesod, Zer Anpin, which rose as man to Yesod. It rose to Yesod along with the three Kelim, Binah and Tum, when they rose back to their degree. The level of light that emerges on this Masach unites the right and left in Yesod into one. However, the right shines from above downwards, and the left shines from below upwards. In that state, the Chochmah is dressed with the Chasadim and can shine, while the Chasadim are included in the illumination of Chochmah and are completed with Gar. Thus you find that before the establishment of the middle line, the right line and the left line were in dispute. They wanted to revoke one another, the right line being unflawed and the root of the degree, wished to revoke the dominion of the left and subdue it, as is the root's relation to its branch. And since the left line holds the Or Chochmah, which is greater than the Or Chasadim in the right line, its power is therefore great to revoke the Or Chasadim in the right line. This is why neither could shine, since Chochmah cannot shine without clothing of Chasadim, and Chasadim without illumination of Chochmah are vak without Rosh. So we reach a compromise, and now let's move on to the next part of the lesson.